Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Girl from Venice by Martin Cruz Smith. Read by Zach Appleman.
To M, from beginning to end. Chapter 1. Without a moon, small islands disappeared and Venice sank into the dark. Stars, however, were so brilliant that Cenzo felt drawn to them, even as mud oozed between his toes. The faint report of church bells carried over the lagoon. From farms drifted the smell of manure, and once or twice he caught the tremolo of a German gunboat plowing the water. A curfew barred all nighttime activity, no exceptions except for fishermen. Fishermen were nocturnal creatures who slept by day and fished by night. They stayed out on the lagoon for days at a time, and when they came ashore they smelled so much of fish that cats followed them through the streets. Cenzo's only illumination was an oil lamp that hung on the mast, but he didn't need to see his catch. One touch told him whether he was handling sea bass, mullet, or a lost boot. He wore no shoes or boots himself. The mud would only suck them off. He did have a variety of nets and traps, tridents and rakes for catching fish, and damp sailcloth to cover them with. Every night was different. Tonight's catch was mainly cuttlefish come to lay their eggs. They rolled their otherworldly eyes.